Okay, good evening. Sorry that this Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, always read in the month of Kislev, kedai to mention something which very few that I haven't seen anyone mention this, so I don't know if I can say it's original. Perhaps it isn't mentioned in other Sfarim. I haven't seen it. I don't know for sure. We know, though, when it says in Tanakh, a date, when a date is mentioned in Tanakh, when an occurrence, a prophecy occurs at a certain time, and then the Navi tells you when it happened, then the time is eternal, meaning that this time has something to do with this prophecy. Tonight, tomorrow, the fourth day of Kislev, is mentioned in Tanakh. It's mentioned in Zechariah, Kapitel Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. And there it says, in the fourth year of the reign of Daryovesh, Hoya Dvar Hashem El Zechariah Be'arbo'o Lachodesh Hateshi'i Bechislev. Fourth day of the ninth month, which is Kislev. This is the one of two times in the entire Tanakh that the word Kislev is mentioned. One other time in Nehemiah. There it doesn't say when in Kislev the Nevuah happened. Here it says specifically it was on the fourth day of Kislev. And part of this prophecy is an answer to a question. After the second Beis HaMikdash is built, a message was sent by the Jews who were still in Bavel, whether or not they still have to fast on Tisha B'Av, because the Beis HaMikdash had been built. And there's a whole long prophecy here about the fasting, which seems to end in Pasuk Yotes, where it says a pasuk which is very famous pasuk, Koyama Hashem Savoka is Tsoim Horavi, Vitsoim Hachamishi, Vitsoim Hashavi, Vitsoim Ho'asiri, Yihi Elevesi, Huda Lasosin, Ulasimchu, Ulamayadim Toivim, that all the fasts will turn into days of joy. Veho Emes Vahasholom Ehovu, the Rambam ends Hilchas Tainius with this pasuk. It would seem then from the psukim here that this nevuah of the transformation of the fasts into holidays was said on Dalet Kislev, tonight, tomorrow, the month of Kislev, which in itself is a comforting message, the fact that we know that a nevuah was said on Dalet Kislev concerning Geula certainly encourages us on a day like this to continue waiting for the Geula and to beseech the Geula. But perhaps we can add to this, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara says on this pasuk, that even in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, they still fasted until they were totally free from the domination of the nations. And that really would mean, according to that Gemara on Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amud Beis, that it wasn't until the Chashmonaim were victorious over the Greeks that they stopped fasting. Because the first 214 years of Bayis Sheni, I mean, the first 34 years they were under Persian rule, and then the 180 years afterwards they were under Greek rule, they were still fasting, because it was still Golus, even though they had a Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't until they were free completely, when they had their own kingdom, when they had the Malchus back, when they were free from the dominion of the nations, which wasn't until the Hanukkah story, that they stopped fasting. And that would perhaps explain why this Nevuah was said in Kislev. And it's an original idea. I haven't seen it anywhere, and I can't say for sure that this is Emes La'amitai. That Chanukah, therefore, is not only the Yomtiv that we celebrate the victory of the Chashmonaim, and we say Hallel, but it was also after that that they stopped fasting. So it was more than just the saying of the Hallel on Chanukah as a result of the Nes that occurred on Chanukah. It was also more than that. It was more than just the menorah. It was the fact that the Chashmonaim ruled, the fact that Klal Yisrael were now free from Golus at this point for the next number of years till the Romans, and they stopped fasting. Kain tehi alonu, we should be zaychatake in this Chodesh, the Chodesh of Kislev, the Chodesh of Geula, that we should stop fasting, and we should be zoicha to the binyan bayis hashlishi. Now, this parasha of Vayetze, which is always read in the Kislev, is the parasha of Yaakov Avinu The parasha of Golus, there's absolutely no spaces in parashas Vayetze. Vayetze is a closed parasha, as the Valaturim says. There are no openings, there's no psuchais and sesumais. From the beginning till the end is one long straight parasha. It's tzfasim, it's closed. As the Valaturim says, that indicates that this is a parasha of Golus, a parasha of concealment. Yaakov leaves Eretz Yisrael and he goes out. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shav vayelech chorona. He goes into chutz la'aretz. But it's there that he builds his family. It's there where Klal Yisrael is constructed. The construction of Klal Yisrael, the binyan of Am Yisrael, takes place dafka outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vayetze Yaakov mibe'er shav vayelech chorona. The parasha begins with Yaakov's journey out, and the parasha ends with Yaakov's returning to Eretz Yisrael. After he deals with Lavan and all the difficulties that he encounters through the years, from when he first gets there until he finally escapes and runs away, and then he encounters Lavan for one last time at the end, we read at the end of the parasha the story of the Gal, of the heap of stones. The Gal, which as a result, Yaakov names this place Gilad, Gal-Aid, that the heap should be testimony. It's sort of a wall that separates you and I. He says to Lavan, you go on that side, I'm here, and we don't pass this area to harm each other. Eid ha-gal ha-zev, eid ha-matzev, im oni le'evor elecha es ha-gal ha-zev, im ator le'savor elai es ha-gal ha-zev, es ha-matzev ha-zois l'ro'a. They part, that's the last that he sees him, and Yaakov is on his way. Yaakov holach ledarkei vayivku v'malachei elikim. Yaakov is returning to Eretz Yisrael. So the parasha begins with his exiting Eretz Yisrael. It ends with his returning to Eretz Yisrael. And in the meanwhile, in between, is the whole parasha where Yaakov builds Klal Yisrael. This is always read in Chodesh Kislev. What is the root of the word Kislev? What does Kislev actually mean? It is mentioned in Tanakh, as mentioned before. Although it really is not a Hebrew word, there are words in Tanakh that Svarim associate Kislev with. Two of them, one is in Tehillim and one of them is in Mishlei. In Tehillim it says, in Kapitel Ayin Ches, it says, V'yosimu be'lohim kislam v'lo yishkechu ma'alele eil. In today's Shir of Tehillim, those who say it weep by the week, it's the Shir Tehillim of Wednesday, Kapitel Ayin Ches. Today was Wednesday. V'yosimu be'lekim kislam. What does kislam mean? Says the Mitzudah, it's Rashi, all the Mepharshim say. It means that they put in Hashem their faith, their betochen. Kislam is a lashon of betochen, and they quote the pasuk in Mishlei where it says, "V'Hashem yihye b'kislecha." Hashem shall be your faith, your betochen. We have to betochen in Hashem. Kislev, therefore, is associated with betochen. The mazel, the shape of stars, the mazel, the zodiac, horoscope of Kislev is Keshes, the bow, Orion. Keshes, the stars, it's called Orion, I think in the horoscope it's called something else, but Keshes is the shape of a bow and arrow, a bow. What's the significance of Keshes, mazel Keshes? Keshes is also a word associated with betochen. And that we find by Yosef HaTzadik, Vateshev be'eson kashtoi. The pasuk says when Yaakov benches Yosef, Vateshev be'eson kashtoi, his bow was firmly emplaced. So Rashi there says, he quotes the Unkelus, that he had very strong faith in Hashem. Keshes is faith, strong faith. Ruchatzone, like we say, Be'ano Rochitz, we say in Berich Shemei. Rochitz in Aramaic means betochen. Vateshev be'eson kashtoi. Kislev is betochen, Keshes is betochen. And we find in Parshas Vayechi as well, where the pasuk says, Asher lakachti miyad ha'emoiri becharbi uvekashti. So there Rashi tells us, Keshes is tefila. Unkelus translates it, ba'usi, more than tefila, bakosha. Bekashti, bakoshosi. Keshes is tefila. Keshes is betochen, Keshes is tefila, and the two go together. Obviously, a person who doesn't have any betochen doesn't daven well. When a person has betochen, he davens. A person who davens develops betochen. Betochen, tefila go together. Keshes is Rosh Hashanah, Shema Koel Tachanunai, which is the inyan of tefila. But then there's the Keshes on the other side. The keshes de leumazeh. The keshes on the other side, as we spoke last week, ba'arichas, not so much about this point, but about Yishmael. Yishmael is keshes too. And Yishmael is also a davener. We see today clearly, they do pray. They do daven. They daven five times a day. And at least klapei chutz, it looks like they are balei bitochen. Keshes, but that's the keshes of the leumazeh. The Golus we're in now, which is Golus Yishmael, together with Esav, is Keshes de Leumazeh. And in order to counter that Keshes, we have to intensify Keshes of Kedusha, which is Tefillah and Betochen. Through Tefillah and Betochen, we will overpower Yishmael. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Betochen. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tefillah, of Betochen and Tefillah, Halal v'Hoyda'ah. In fact, Chedushi Harim brings down that the words in Tehillim, Nochoin Liboi Batuach Bahashem, Somuch. In Tehillim it says, Nochoin Liboi Batuach Bahashem, Somuch Lo Yirot, Kapitel Kufyud Beis, I believe. So in that, those five words, Nochoin Liboi Batuach Bahashem, Somuch, is Seifetavis Chanukah. Those five words, Nochoin Liboi Batuach Bahashem, Samuch. Kapitel Kuf Yud Beis. Nachain Libay Betuach Bahashem Samuch Esayfetevis Nun Vav Ches Hei Chaf, which gives you Chanukah. Says the Chedush HaRim that's Chanukah is Nachain Libay Betuach Bahashem Samuch. It's the Yom Tov of Betochen, because clearly the Chashmonoim had to have Betochen. Otherwise it was impossible that they could have gone to fight the huge Greek Empire, Syrian Greeks, the Yevonim, Rabin Biyad Ma'atim, according to Rashi and Vizayis HaBracha, there were only 13 of them. There were 12 together with Elazar. That's what Rashi says in Vizayis HaBracha, and the Pasuk Borech Hashem Chelo, Yufay Al Yod of Tirtze, referring to the Machash Meinoyim, the Nes of Chanukah, but in the Bracha of Shev of Levi, the Chash Meinoyim HaKohanim, they come from Levi. So there Rashi says there were 13 Maccabees, there were 13 Kohanim, 13 Chash Meinoyim who fought and won. Clearly, it wasn't because of their might, it was their betochen. It was their tefillah and their betochen, like Yaakov, asher lokachti miyad ha'emori, b'charbi u'v'kashti. There was no other way. And b'charbi does not mean literal sword and cherev and keshes, as Rashi says. It's tefillah, it's Torah, it's chachma, because al pi teva it wasn't possible. It's a neis l'mayla min ha'teva. Which is the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, l'mayla min ha'teva, the neis of the shemen that lasts 8 days, despite that it could only last for one night. Here, a small army is able to overpower a large, Rabban Biyad Ma'atim. Pasuk says in Tehillim also, Hashleich al Hashem Yehovecha v'hu yechalkalecha. Kapitel Nun Hei of Tehillim, it says, cast on Hashem all your problems. Rely on Him totally. Total betochen. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovecha is begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. Chanukah, perhaps we could say, is the Yom Tov, which is the source of Betochen. Every Yom Tov is the source of something else. Chanukah is the source of Betochen, and being that it's the last Yom Tov that was given to us, the fifth Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Purim, Chanukah. Chanukah is the Chamishi, it's the Yom Tov HaChamishi, the fifth Yom Tov. The Yom Tov that has to last until Mashiach comes. The Yom Tov that has to take us into the dark nights of Teves, the long nights of Teves, the only Yom Tov that begins in the second half of the month when the moon is already in decrease mode. The only Yom Tov where the mitzvah, at least in most cases, we always do everything on the right side. Here, the mitzvah dafka is Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Below 10 tefachim, unlike the schach of the sukkah, which has to be above 10 tefachim. Bachutz, normally we perform mitzvahs inside, not outside. Here the mitzvah is to go out, to go into the street, al pesach beisani bachutz, to light up the darkness. Most mitzvahs are performed by day. Here we do it at night, dafka mishatishka hachama, after the sun sets. Because Chanukah is the Yom Tov that takes us into the choshech of golus, the choshech al penei sahaim. And it illuminates the Choshech. It helps us get through the dark times, the dark places, the lower level neshamas. In the earlier Doiris, we didn't have to come on to Chanukah. Chanukah was not a choiv. Now Chanukah is a choy, similar to Ma'ariv, like we read in this week's parasha about Yifka Bamokim, that Yaakov establishes the prayer of Ma'ariv, the evening prayer. Originally, the evening prayer was Rishus; it was voluntary, it wasn't mandatory. Later, Kavu HaChayva, our generation needs Ma'ariv. We need the because we are living at night. We are now in the Choshech of Golos, especially at the end of Golos, and especially Golos Yishmael. The Choshech has intensified like it never was. HaChoshech Yechasa Oretz V'Arofa Le'umim. Yet, says the Navi Micha, Ki Eshev B'Choshech Hashem Orli. Despite that I sit in darkness, Hashem is my light. And that's Chanukah. Chanukah illuminates the darkness. Chanukah gives hope even for those neshamas that find themselves on the left wingers, those that are on the outs, those that are on the floor. Kishochol e'ofen avshein d'dovka l'oretz b'tnein was mentioned many times in the previous years, and it has to be repeated because every year we go down a step. Until Mashiach comes, every year it gets darker and darker, but on the other hand, Chanukah gets brighter. The fact that it's darker, so the light of Chanukah is illuminating much stronger. The light is much more noticed when the darkness is intensified. So the Chanukah of Tavshin Ayin Aleph, this year, Chanukah Tavshin Ayin Aleph will be the brightest Chanukah ever in history. Either way, if Mashiach comes, certainly, and if Chas V'Shalom not yet, it's the darkest year. It's another step down in Golas, so the Chanukah has to be lighter. So Chanukah gives us betachen. It gives that despite the choshech, despite where we find ourselves, we have this great light rooted in the Ur HaGonis at the beginning of creation. That's how powerful it is. That's why it's able to go so low. Why can the light of Chanukah go where no one, as we say, where no one else ever went, where no one else ever goes? Chanukah goes where no one else ever goes, where no other Yom Tov can go, because Chanukah is rooted in the highest levels possible. That is the Ur HaGon is Vayara Lakim Es Ha'or Ki Toiv Ayavdel at the beginning of Chumash. Es Ha'or Ki Toiv is Begematria Oir Melech HaMashiach. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is Mashiach. Mashiach is Rosh HaTevis Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. Mashiach will illuminate the darkness. Mashiach will lift up the downtrodden, and all the lowest neshamas will have a tikkun, and Mashiach will come. The left will become right, the outside will become in, the night will become day, the low 10 tefachim, above 10 tefachim, it won't matter at that time. Chanukah has the power to go to all these places where normally we don't go. That's the boundary of Esav, which Bizman HaGolas, we're not allowed to go into the boundary of Esav, but on Chanukah we do. We go into the boundary of Esav, which is the left outside, nighttime. Teves. Teves is the month of Esav. Chanukah illuminates Teves. Chanukah always begins at the end of Kislev and goes into Teves, the darkest of all the months. The month of Dan, who is the lowest of all the Shvatim. Because Chanukah illuminates and uplifts the lowest neshamas. And that's what Yaakov is doing in this parasha. Yaakov is preparing the Nes of Chanukah. As mentioned last week, when Esav joins together with Yishmael, we have to come on to a much deeper learning, a much higher light in order to be able to combat the fusion of these two, of Esav and Yishmael, especially in our time when it's literal, when it's happening right now, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, we have to bring down a greater light in order to be able to combat the darkness that exists today. And the emphasis is that the pnimius of the Choshech, the darkness is only really, it's an illusion, it's a test, it's an assayin. Because the purpose of the Choshech is to turn it into light. The Laila Kayoim Yo'ir, as it says in Tehillim. If you take the word Choshech, it's interesting. If you take the word Choshech and spell it B'milu'a, you know, it's Ches Yud Tov. A Shin is Shin Yud Nun. And a Chof is Chof Pei. That's called a Gematria B'milu'a in its full bloom. Choshech with the Milu'a of the Oisius is equal to 878. Which is equal to Hatlokas Ner Chanukah. The Pnimius of the Choshech is really Or. And it's interesting too that the same gematria is Moshiach B'milu'oi. Moshiach Mem Mem Shin Yud Nun.
Yud Vav Dalet Ches Yud Tov is also 878. That's also the same gematria as the Miloy of Choshech. The purpose of the Choshech is to bring to Mashiach. The purpose of the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is to illuminate the Choshech. And that's what Yaakov is doing here. He goes out of Eretz Yisrael, he leaves the Beis Medrash of Shem and Aver, and he goes into Charoin Afshel Mokoyim. Vayelech Chorono, Charoin Afshel Mokoyim. That means he goes to the place, as Rashi already told us at the end of Parshas Noya, Choron is Charon Af, the place of anger, where anger exists, a place where there's sin, immorality, debasement, a place of decadence, Charon Afshel Mokoyim. And a yid has to be mahapech to transform the charoin afshel mokoyim to kedusha, and that the base, that there too one can feel and experience the Beis Hamikdash. Charoin afshel mokoyim is begematria Beis Hamikdash. Charoin afshel mokoyim is begematria Matisyahu. Matisyahu, as the Sfarim say, is equal to the word Beis Hamikdash. The chiddush of Chanukah is that on Chanukah the Beis Hamikdash comes to us, wherever we are. Where a Jew lights the menorah, he is in the Beis Hamikdash. Vayelech Chorona vayivga b'makoyim. That's what it says here in the pasuk. He went to Choron and he encounters the place. Which place is this? The Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash comes to him. As we know, if Chazal tells us, the Gemara says in Chulin, Rashi brings this Gemara a few times at the beginning of the parasha, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, where it says over there, that Yaakov did go to Chor, and then he turned around and he realized that he passed the Makom HaMikdash. How could he have passed it and not daven there? So he decides to go back. As soon as he decides to go back, he encounters the Beis HaMikdash. Vayivga b'amokah, the Beis HaMikdash comes to him. Ne'ekar Har HaMoriah. Har HaMoriah was uprooted. Whatever that's supposed to mean, but the Makom HaMikdash came to Yaakov, and Yaakov sleeps. Pasuk says, Ki bo HaShemesh. And Rashi says, Shoka Chama Shaloi Be'ainos. Exactly the same lashon that we have in the Gemara and Shabbos concerning Chanukah, that when do you light the menorah? Mishet Tishka HaChama. And the sun sets. That's what happened over here. The sun set, and Yaakov is on the floor. Vayishkav Bamokim Hahu, below 10 Tfachim. So it's nighttime, it's below 10 Tfachim. We're supposed to light the menorah. And there is the Makom HaMikdash. Yaakov doesn't even know that he has encountered the Makom HaMikdash in Golos, in Chutz La'aretz. The Hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav, even over there, the Shechina even is there as well. And that's why Hashem tells him, V'hoya Zaracha Ka'afar Ha'oretz, U'faratz to Yom Avokedma, V'hinei Anoichi Imach U'shmarticha, and finally Yaakov awake, he's awakened, he awoke from his sleep, V'yikatz Yaakov Mishinosei, and he says, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh, surely Hashem is present in this place, V'anoichi L'yadati, I did not even know. Yaakov doesn't know that Hashem is everywhere. Everyone knows that. In kindergarten, they sing the song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. I'm sure Yaakov learned that in kindergarten, and he must have known that, obviously. The chiddush of that Yaakov is not, to him it's not a chiddush that Hashem is there. To him the chiddush is that the Shechina, he felt the same kedusha as he did in Eretz Yisrael. Ochein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Chanukah is the Yom Tov where we feel the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash wherever a Yid lights them. If a person lights the menorah in Alaska, the Beis HaMikdash is there. A person lights the menorah in South Africa, the Beis HaMikdash is there. Wherever it is, in the Five Towns, in Bayswater, in Far Rockaway. The Beis HaMikdash goes wherever a Jew is on Chanukah. Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash travels where we are. Just like it did in this parasha to Yaakov. Yaakov is preparing the Nes of Chanukah for us. That's why it says after this, Vayitzoik Shemen al Rosha. The first time the Torah ever talks about oil is in this week's parasha, always read in the month of Kislev. Chanukah, the yomtiv of oil. Vayitzoik Shemen al Rosha. Oil, the Svarim tell us, their Moshe brings it down, is a very quiet liquid, tranquil, peaceful. It doesn't make a lot of noise. There's no bubbling. There's no rushing. It's very quiet. It rises to the top. So he says, Shemen denotes betochen. A Jew who has betochen is very calm. A person who lacks betochen is nervous. What's going to happen? What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be next week? A person who has betochen is calm. He's tranquil. He's peace. Hashem is in charge. Hashem will take care of everything. That's the liquid of Shemen. Chanukah is the yomtiv of betochen. The yomtiv in which the haftacha, the promise that Hashem made, that ki lo yishochach mipi zarei, the Torah will never be forgotten, was mekuyim. Why? Because as we know, the Gemara says in Hoyrius, and those who are finishing Hoyrius now, it's timely, those who are making a siyum on Seyed HaNezikin tomorrow, those who learn Daf Yomi, today's Daf, on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, talks about Shem and Zayas, that olive oil has the power to intensify the memory. Olives cause people to forget, but olive oil is a school of zikaron. The Nes of Chanukah happened with Shem and Zayas Davka, because they, the Greeks, wanted to make us forget Lahashki Chom Torah Secha Ulahavira Mechuke Ritzaynecha, as we'll be saying soon in the Al HaNissen, 3 weeks from tonight. They wanted to make us forget the Torah, the mitzvahs, Hashem, no betochen, no emunah. On Chanukah, though, Hashem remembers us. The oil is found. The oil that we thought that there's no more oil. There's no shemen tohar anymore. There was oil, but it was tamei. Not going into the halachic parameters. They could have used the oil ki yadua, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. But the oil that they were hoping for, there's no oil. It's not here. It's nowhere to be found. It was found deep under the ground, but it was found. It's been remembered. The oil is here. The Shem and Zayas is here. And we are zeichah to a whole new yomtif that lasts. It's going to last, like it says about Purim. It says in the same medrash that it says, just like Purim is going to be forever, even after Mashiach comes. Chanukah, in fact, Chanukah certainly, because Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. So if we say Chanukah will be around when Mashiach will come, that's like repeating ourselves, because that's what it is. Of course Mashiach will be here when Mashiach will come. Chanukah is Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Vayitzoik Shemen Al Roshes B'Gematria Ki Lo Yishochach Mipi Zarei. The shemen zayis of Chanukah is testimony to the fact that there is no shikha. Ein shikha lefnei kisei chvoidecha. Bereishis bara elokim. The whole purpose of creation was for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can never be forgotten. We can't forget Hashem. Vayitzoik shemen al roishes begematria bereishis bara elokim. The nes of Chanukah is rooted in the reishis, all the way at the beginning of creation. So Yaakov is preparing the Nes of Chanukah here. Yaakov is experiencing it himself. Those words are equal to the words Chanukah 8 times. Yaakov is experiencing Chanukah right here. It's in the middle of the night. It's not morning yet, because the next pasuk it says Vayashkeim Yaakov Baboiker. So Yaakov wakes up in middle of the night. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that wakes us up in the middle of the night. It's not the beginning. It's not Pesach. Pesach is the morning. Shavuos maybe is in the early afternoon. Sukkot is the later part of the day. But Chanukah is nighttime. And in the middle of the night, there's an awakening. It's like a lightning flash in the middle of the night. So everything looks light, like as if it's day, then it gets dark again. Chanukah is like a lightning flash in the middle of the night. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosa, and then it's dark, it's still dark. And then first later, Vayashkem Yaakov Baboiker. Yaakov says, Ma noira hamakoyim hazeh ein zeh ki im beis elokim. The Medrash says this beis elokim is going on the bayis hashlishi. The Medrash quotes Psukim here and says that Yaakov saw all three batei mikdashos. He saw all the goliyos, malachi elokim, oilim v'yardim, but he says he saw Golas Bavel, he saw Golas Paras Umadai, he saw Golas Yavan, he saw Golas Edom, and he definitely saw Golas Yishmael. And he also saw the Batei Mikdashos, and he sees the third Beis HaMikdash. Ein zeh ki im beis elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is different than any other Yom Tov in the fact that it happened on the Makom HaMikdash. Every other Yom Tov, Pesach occurred in Egypt, the Jews were redeemed. Shavuos was on Har Sinai, which is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Sinai Desert is not part of Eretz Yisrael. Some people think it is, but it's not. The Torah was bedafka, not given in Eretz Yisrael. Sukkot was in the desert also. Kibasukos hashavti es bnei Yisrael behoitzi oisam eretz Mitzrayim. Purim takes place in Persia. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that happens in Eretz Yisrael. And in Yerushalayim, in the Makom HaMikdash. So Chanukah is the Makom HaMikdash. Vayivga ba mokom, therefore, when the pasuk says that Yaakov encounters the mokom, which is the mokom hamikdash, he encounters Chanukah. Chanukah is the mokom hamikdash. What Chanukah is in time is the mokom hamikdash in place. Svarim tell us that Rosh Hashanah is the Beis Hamikdash of time, because Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis Hamikdash, says the Ateris Yeshua, other Svarim. It's not a stira, because Chanukah is a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah, ki yadua. What starts Rosh Hashanah, Chaf Hei Elul, is when it really started, is completed Chaf Hei Kislev, Vayikim Eshloish Chadoshim. It's a 3-month period from Chaf Hei Elul, which was the creation of the world. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Yehi Or was on Chaf Hei Elul. Yehi is equal to 25. The 25th word of Chumash is Or, ki yadua. But when did it actually come out? On Chaf Hei Kislev. As the Bnei Yisoscha and others elaborate. So Chanukah, Rosh Hashanah, it's all one unit of time. There's a grace period, as the Svarim tell us, till Zois Chanukah. Someone who didn't do tshuva Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he has till Hashanah Rabbah, then we find out we have till Zois Chanukah. In many communities, they wish each other a Gemar Chasim HaToyva and Zois Chanukah. Vayivga b'amokim, therefore, Yaakov encounters the Mokom HaMikdash, even though the Mokom HaMikdash normally is associated with Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, it's all one unit. Yaakov finds himself on the floor, below 10 Tfachim, symbolizing, as in a Maisa of a Simin Labanim, Yaakov is the last of the Avos, Yaakov Miloshen Ekev. So Yaakov represents the Jews of Ikvah of the Mashiach, our time, when we find ourselves on the floor, the Regel of time. Chanukah, ad the kalya rigla de tarmudoi, actually tichla regal min ashuk, lamata me asarat vachim. The left side, Charon is the left, Charon is the north, mitzofain tiposach haroz, you do it at the north is the left, the south is the right, and the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was on the right side, the menorah was bedoron, and the menorah was only 7 oil cups. The menorah of Chanukah is a higher level than the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's able to illuminate even on the left side, and it's 8. 8 candles, because 8, the Misper Shmini, Shemen, which is the rooted in the word Shmini, as the Maral says, is a much higher level than 7, obviously. Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er shova. Yaakov goes out of the world of 7, and he goes into the world of 8. Vayelech Chorona, which stands for Neir Ches. Charon is Neir Ches. He's able to go out to Charon and go into the left and below 10 and outside and illuminate the Choshev, because he's now connected to the level of Shemini, to the level of 8, which is what he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eva for the last 14 years. That part of Torah, that the Torah Seishel Mashiach, that he began to learn when Esav joins together with Yishmael. At the end of the parasha, Yaakov has to deal with Lavan, make the final goodbyes to Lavan. He puts up the heap, the gal. It's interesting that we could connect that with Chanukah too, because the Yevonim, one of the terrible things that the Yevonim did was that they breached the wall surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Soreg. That's what separates Jews from Goyim. That's the Lahavdil ben Yisrael Lam. A Goy is not allowed to go past the Soreg. But the Yevonim, it says, made Yud Gimel Pirtzos. They made 13 breaches in the wall, which later the Chashmonaim fenced, fixed, and were Mesaken Yud Gimel Hishtachavoyos. Every time a person passed that area, which was once breached by the Yevonim, was obligated to bow down as a Hedo'ah to Hashem, for the victory of the Chashmonaim. So the Yevonim wanted to go past the boundary that they were allowed. Nichnesu Yevonim Lehechol. Here also, the Gal was to keep Lavan out. Yaakov is telling Lavan, I don't want you passing this Gal. There has to be a separation between you and I. Lavan was worse than Esav, the Svarim tell us. Bikesh Lavan Lakares HaKoil. Lavan wanted to uproot the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Lavan Bikesh Lakar is HaKoil, Koil, which is the Midah of Yisoid, Ki Choil Bashamayim of Oretz. Like the Yevonim, they were Metame, the Noshim, the Besulois, the Gemara elaborates, and the Rambam brings it at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. It wasn't just the Menorah, it wasn't just the oil, it wasn't only gzeiris on das, on religion, but they also literally contaminated, they violated the women, just like the Nachash with Chava. So the Yevonim also did the same, and that's what Lavan says, Habonois benoisai, Habonim bonai, everything is mine, v'chol ha'sha'at ha'roya lihu. And he wants to make a bris. The Yevonim didn't want to kill the Jews. They wanted to join with the Jews. Why don't you study our philosophy? Why don't you get into Greek philosophy? Assimilate. That was what the Yevonim wanted. And many did. There were the Misyavnim who did, the Hellenists. The Nes of Chanukah was a strengthening, a solidification of the separation between Am Yisrael and the rest, like oil. Oil doesn't mix with other liquids. Oil rises to the top. Klal Yisrael, we are the racious. We are not to mix. And Yaakov calls this area Gilad, Gal-Aid. Gal-Aid, Gilad, is a remes to Chanukah, because Gal means reveal, like we have in this parasha. Vayogel es ha'even me'al pi ha'be'er. Yaakov removes the stone from the well. The Mefarshim tell us Yaakov removes the Yetzirah, which is referred to as the Evan that closes our hearts. Gilui is revelation. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation, the Yom Tov which the inner level of the Neshama, known as Yechidah Shebenefesh, the Pach Shemen, that's the oil that was never touched. And every Jew, there's a part that wasn't touched by Ra. V'oid ma'at v'ein Rasha. There's a little ma'at in every single Jew, a Pach Shel Shemen sort of Beruchnius that exists in each and every one of us that is not touched by Goyishkeit. And every Chanukah it's revealed. Chanukah we know is a Hemshech of Yom Kippur. Just like it's a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah, it's a Hemshech of Yom Kippur, the day that we daven five tefillahs corresponding to the five levels of the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, which those five levels are the Gematria, Lamed Vav, Neirois, Shel Chanukah. On the Yom Tov of Chanukah, all the five levels, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chai, Yechida, are revealed. Just like on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Chasima Toiva, Chanukah is the Gemar Chasima Toiva. Yom Kippur is the Yom Tov which gave Yishmael, gave Mohammed, the idea to come up with a religion that prays five times a day, because Yishmael wants to take away this Yechida that we have. Yishmael still claims that he's the Yochid. Kachna es bincha es Yechidcha by the Akeda. Yishmael says it's him. That's why they distorted the whole story. They say the Akeda never happened. It was really Yishmael who was slaughtered. So Chanukah, which is a Hemshech of Yom Kippur, Chanukah, which is the fifth Yom Tif, corresponds to the fifth Golus, the Kais Chamishi, the Hevesi, the fifth level of the Neshama, the level that Mashiach will reveal, is revealed on Chanukah, being that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. That's why, as mentioned last week, if there's any Yom Tov that we should experience on that Yom Tov, and if there's any Yom Tov, that Yom Tov should be the impetus, that Yom Tov should be the cause for the Mapala of Yishmael, it's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Ve'emunoscha Baleilois. When it's dark, then we have to come on to Emunah. During the day, when things are things are running smoothly, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, Emunah wasn't required so much. We saw with our own eyes, seeing is believing. But in a time like now, when it's HaChayshach Yechasa Oretz, it's nighttime, Ve'emunoscha Baleilois. Emunah, the Emunah of a Yid, which is rooted in the Yechida Shebenefesh of the Yid, that part of the Neshama that's hidden, becomes revealed in times of darkness. That's why we find how Jews were Maisa Nefesh in unbelievable ways during the Holocaust and other times. The Pintal Yid, the Yechida Shebenefesh, which is the Mogein Avraham, the Chidush Yerim says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, goes on that. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham, that's the little pintle yid that Hashem protects that cannot be harmed, is revealed during difficult times. That's why Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avraham is begematria of Emunoscha Baleilois. And the Emunoscha Baleilois is begematria Mapolas Yishmael. The downfall of Yishmael will happen when we intensify our Emunah and our Bitochim. Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Bitachon and Emunah, the Emunos Chabalelos, it's dark, we light a candle. And the next night it gets darker, we light another one. And every night that it gets darker, because the nights of Teves are coming, and of course the month Kislev is coming to an end, and the moon is getting smaller and smaller, less and less visible, until it comes to the point that there's no visibility at all. Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that occurs during a time when the month is totally invisible. There's no other Yom Tov. No other Yom Tov occurs during the time of the Kisui Halavana. Even Rosh Hashanah, which is referred to Bakesa, because it's Eza HaChag SheHachodesh Niskasa Bei, but the Moilat already was. Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the month. So there's a tiny crescent of the moon. Chanukah is Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, when there's absolutely no visibility of the moon at all. Total darkness. And yet we're lighting another candle and another candle, and more Emunah and more Emunah. Ve'emunas Chabalelois. We know that the last is always rooted in the first. The end is always connected to the beginning. The end of the Torah, the Einei Kol Yisrael, Bereishis Bara Elohim. Chanukah is the last Yom Tov, the last mitzvah. It's the last mitzvah of the Tov Reish Chof mitzvahs. There are 620 mitzvahs, 613 Midoraisa, 7 Midorabanan. And that's hinted in the 620 letters of the Aseres HaDibros, which start with the Aleph of Anoichi and end with the Chof Sofis of L'Re'acha, the Chof that goes down. L'mata me'asara tfachim. Letters. Chanukah is the last mitzvah. So the last mitzvah is rooted in the first mitzvah. What's the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Every day a Yid proclaims Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the mitzvah of, besides Kriya Shema, also Anoichi and Lo Yihi Elokecha. Ki Yaduah. Then in Kriya Shema you have the Aseres HaDibros. So Hashem Elokeinu is Anoichi. Hashem Echad is Lo Yihi Elokecha. So Shema is like really the first mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah that a Jew performs when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, is Kriya Shema Shel Arvin. Me'emosai Koirin es Shema Be'arvin. The first Mishnah in Brachos. The first Mishnah of Torah Shebal Peh. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh, Ki Yodua. That the Yevonim fought against Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav, it's written, we know, you can't forget it. They wanted to make us forget. What if they wanted to make us forget? That which could be forgotten, that which is not written. That's Torah Shebal Peh. The Yom Tov of Peh. Chanukah is the 85th day of the year. If you count from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah, it's Peh Hei, Peh, the 85th day of the year. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh. It's also hinted in the fact that it's the 25th, because Tanakh is Chav Dalid. There are 24 Kisvei Kodesh. So what's 25? 25 is Torah Shebal Peh. So the Yevonim fought against Torah Shebal Peh. Chanukah was the strengthening of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh starts with Me'emosai Koirin es Shema Be'arvin. The first mitzvah, Shema, which Shema, as we mentioned last week, has 25 letters, the Zohar says, which is Chofei Kislev, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. 25 letters is Kriya Shema. But what does the Torah Shebal Peh start with? Evening Shema. The same time that a Jew is saying Shema at night, on Chanukah is the mitzvah to light the menorah. That's also at night. Shema Be'arvin. Shema Be'arvin is b'gematria ner Chanukah mismoil. Me'emosai karen is Shema Be'arvin. The Mishnah is telling us that in times of darkness, when it's arvis, when it's night outside, a Yid strengthens his amunah and he believes Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has betochen. That's Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. That's Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov was misak in the Tfilah of Arvis for the Yidin that are living in darkness, for the Yidin that are living in Golus, for our time, especially now in the Ikvasid of Mashiach. And that's Gal Eid. Gal Eid. Gal is revelation, and Eid is the Ayin Dalet, is testimony. A Yid testifies that Hashem is one. That's Kriyash, but that's why there's a large ayin and a large dalid in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, as the Svarim tell us, to testify that Hashem is one. A Yid constantly cries out Shema, and especially in dark times, We know how many times Shema was on the lips of the Jews as they went into the gas chambers, into crematoriums, wherever they went through, unfortunately. They were constantly saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In the darkest of times, the Emunoscha Balelois. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Gal Eid. It's interesting that in Yirmiyah, is there a Meir here tonight? Is there a Meir?
I think so.
Yirmiyah says...
Are you here for Meir?
Yirmiyah says, Yirmiyah writes, Gilad, Li Rishain. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah where Yirmiyah clearly refers to the Beis Hamikdash as Gilad. Even though Gilad is not where the Makom Hamikdash is, the Makom Hamikdash is not in Gilad. Yet Yirmiyah refers to the Beis Hamikdash as Gilad. Later he says, Hatzari Ein BeGilad. In Kapitel Ches, Hatzari Ein BeGilad. Gilad was the place where the Besomim come from. The Besomim they got from Gilad. That's why it says in Parshas Vayeshev, when they sold Yosef to the Yishma'elim, it says, the Yishbehine Orchas Yishma'elim Bo'am MiGilad. And they were carrying all different spices and herbs and sweet-smelling incense, because Gilad was the place where the Besomim were made. So Gilad was used as the metaphor, even though Gilad is not the Makom HaMikdash literally, Gilad is on the other side of the Yarden, but Gilad is referred to in Psukim and Yirmiyah as the Makom HaMikdash. Gilad Atoli Rishain Min HaLevana, in the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah. So Gilad is the Makom HaMikdash outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and it's like Chanukah. Chanukah is the Beis HaMikdash all over the world, where the Beis HaMikdash travels to every Yid when he lights the menorah. Gilui in the Makom of Hester, saying Eidus, where there's Kfira, where there's so much where all the atheists are, where all the concealment is. A Yid is Megala. A Yid reveals that Hashem is one. A Yid has Betochan, a Yid has Emuna, and in that Sechus, we overpower the Chayshach, we turn the Chayshach into Ur. We rise, Ki Eishev B'Chayshach Hashem Orli, and we are Zoicha that this year, Mietz Hashem, we should all experience the Hadlaka of Melech HaMashiach in the Beis HaMikdash HaShalishi, where there are Mepharshim who say that in the third Beis HaMikdash, the menorah will have 8 candlesticks, even though the menorah has 7, the menorah in the first and second Beis HaMikdash, the menorah in the third will have 8, and with that we can understand why the Pasuk says, Behaloischa es Haneiros, which is the last Kriya of Chanukah, El mul penei ha-menoiro yo'iru shivas ha-neiros. And all the Mepharshim ask, it should have said, yo'iru sheshes ha-neiros. The 6 should light facing the middle. What do you mean the 7? There's only 7. The 6 should face the middle. Why does it say yo'iru shivas? It's a remez, because the menoiro in the third base hamikdash will be 8. Will have 8 neiros. Yo'iru shivas ha-neiros, we should talk a bizaycha to that. To see the Kohen Gadol, the descendant of Matisyahu and Yochanan Kohen Gadol, lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi.